It took a lifetime to find the person you want to marry. Finding the perfect engagement ring is a lot easier. At BlueNile.com, you can find or design the ring you've always dreamed of with help from Blue Nile's jewelry experts who are on hand 24/7 to answer questions and the ease and convenience of shopping online. For a limited time, get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code POD at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code POD at BlueNile.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. A good show for you today. Pickleball is banned, plus skiing and Mr. Potato Head. They're all coming up right after this.
Next year, it's gonna be good to go. Next year, I'm gonna get my ducks all in a row. This year I'm a little late. There's nothing left here on my plate, and I can see it coming. It's a dollar store Christmas. Here it comes again. Another dollar store Christmas. Here it comes again. Like a long lost friend with a baseball bat behind his back and a fanny pack full of bitter pills and other people's best wishes. It's a dollar store Christmas. Oh yeah, yeah. Dollar store Christmas. It's never 99. Dollar store Christmas. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Brandon just wrote yesterday.
Still wet, ladies and gentlemen.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
New York City officials are banning pickleball from being played at West Village Playground.
About time.
Following a turf war with neighborhood children.
Oh, I'm seeing a new West Side Story. Dancing, holding pickleball rackets. Punk yes. Kids.
You know, by the way, Christy and I were talking about our love of the television show Yellowstone.
Yes.
And you looked at us in your haughty way and you said, what is that, a soap opera? And I can't think of a bigger soap opera than West Side Story, okay? Can you?
I think West Side
or
Story.
Romeo and Juliet. It's Billy Shake's fault. He came up with soap operas. Okay.
I was just asking. I haven't. I've only episode. I watched part of it.
And watched one episode, and he's talking
one.
About it, and
part
I said,
of part of one.
Yeah, and I said, what? There are no trailers.
Yes, a bunch
no
of guys in a bunk. There are a bunch of guys that left the bunkhouse and started shooting up a trailer.
Trailer. That's what, well, see, that's what know, I said, Pat. Trailer.
If you can't have a clear and concise opinion of what the show's about after seeing that, I can't. I don't.
I was just confused as to who was who.
Maybe you should start season one.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of time.
I can't imagine you watching anything now and becoming involved with it. What's the last movie you watched that you're just
last show that I watched like this? I watched all of Breaking Bad when I was sick. I watched The Americans, great show.
You were sick a year and a half ago.
Well, I've been busy.
So on a Saturday night, you don't.
Well, the
get
show
back.
That's been recommended for me to watch is called The Bear.
It's very good.
I've never even heard of it.
No, you know what I've learned to do. You did it wrong, Pat. I feel like it's very good. You can't say it's very good because he'll start. Well, are there people in it?
Apparently,
that seems like that's been done. I don't know.
It's about, a restaurant. Is
Anthony,
that right?
Very Anthony Bourdain kind of.
Yeah, okay. I can't imagine you'll like it, though, because it centers around the Italian beef sandwich, and I feel like that's too foreign for you to enjoy.
And this talking bear.
And it's on Hulu.
And he's going to love it.
And hey, it's on Hulu. Can you find that?
Can I have a beef sandwich? I'll gladly pay you tomorrow for a beef sandwich.
Well, I'll look forward to it.
It borrows from a lot of other pop culture.
Sure.
So I'm sorry. Could we get back to the pickleball situation? This sounds serious.
According to New York Post, Corporal John A. Saravelli Playground featured two courts dedicated to pickleball, but adults began setting up their own nets and courts in children's play areas.
Then the adults are in the wrong here.
Sounds like it. Following complaints from frustrated parents of kids who had been pushed out of the playground.
So were they putting the pickleball courts where there were basketball courts?
The parks, I don't
where
want...
Where there was
it
playground
does not. It's not okay. That clear as right. to... The Parks Department put up a sign prohibiting pickleball.
Sounds like a big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
The sign also directs pickleball players to other courts nearby.
Well, that's nice.
Wow.
Wow. Sports coming up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Tom will still be here.
I mean, pickleball is, I don't know if they can ban it from that park. From what I understand, it's very popular. It is their bread and butter. But it is one of those things that may... These jokes not kosher for you?
Hey, here we go.
What's the deal with pickleball?
Deal's already been used, doesn't count. Although I did relish the attempt.
Wow.
Anybody else want to do some work?
That was jarring. The discussion.
Jarring is hilarious.
So that was five pickle jokes. That's a brine number. Nothing? Nothing on that one?
Lazy. Nothing there.
Immediately shaking your head. Can't even play ball for a second.
Time now to return to the sports page.
It's all downhill for 300 skiing Santas, a Grinch, and a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah?
Multiple Santa Clauses. Is that the plural for Santa Claus?
Clauses?
Just clauses?
I guess.
Santa Clow?
Santa Clow?
Anyway, they took to the ski slopes of Maine. You ever ski in Maine, Tom? In Maine?
No, I've never skied in Maine.
Oh, some of the best skiing in the world.
I imagine it's a great place. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. I know that.
They say you've never really skied unless you've skied in Maine.
They sure do. You can't call yourself a skier.
No.
Okay.
You're just half-assed if you haven't skied in Maine.
Put that on my list. I know that. Many great places. Yeah. Steamboat, of course.
Oh, yeah. Your posery. Yes, me.
Steve King skis in Maine.
Oh, Stevie King.
Yeah. Sure.
Sometimes dead is better.
Why Kennedy?
That's
right. I mean, I know Jackie was probably insufferable, but still. More than 300 people dressed as Santa and at least one Grinch, looking at you, Griswold, dashed down the mountain at the Sunday River Ski Resort.
Oh, yeah.
This year's Santa Sunday event raised $7,500 for a local charity.
I would have figured Santa'd be more of a sled guy.
I would have, too.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe he just gets tired of driving the sled.
Yeah.
After a change of pace, I'm going to put on my boards.
He wants control.
This is kind of like the skydiving Elvises.
Yeah.
But it does ask the same question that you mentioned earlier.
What?
Yeah.
Are they the Elvi, or is it Elvises?
Santa Claus?
Santa Clauses?
Santa Clow.
What would you call a group of Santas?
I don't know. A Kringle?
That's good.
A Kringle of Santas?
A Kringle of Santas?
That's very good.
That's very good. Man, you're good.
This sounds like a happy, cheerful thing. It's not like that really depressing Sonny Bono ski-a-thon every year.
Yeah, that's
a tribute. Yeah. Cut down a tree.
Is that the charity football game with the frozen water bottles?
Didn't we lose a Kennedy that way?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's he dropped the ball?
Oh, jeez.
Did not make the catch.
Man.
Sometimes dead is better. Vitamins.
Extra seat in the chairlift.
Yikes.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Getting ready for more rain and longer nights? We've got you. Right now, you can earn up to $25 in bonus rewards when you buy two Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and two Rain-X Quantum Elite Wiper Blades. More rewards and better visibility at America's number one lighting destination, AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Offer valid for AutoZone Rewards members. Restrictions apply.
Getting engaged can be stressful. Getting the right ring won't be at BlueNile.com. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds and ready to ship to your door. Get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code POD at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com, code POD, for $50 off.
Stupid world record.
An Australian woman has run a record-breaking 107 marathons in 107 days.
A Sheila, they like to be called.
Mary Bartlett began running from Cape York, Australia, to Melbourne, which arguably is like 12 miles.
Boy, and she's got, have you seen pictures of her?
Mm-mm.
The boobs. Talk about a Bartlett pair.
Have you seen a picture of her?
No, I haven't.
I don't think that's correct.
I want to modify. Lean more toward lumber.
Your joke here.
Her achievement,
slender gal,
earned her the Guinness World Record title
well,
for running.
Well, if you're running a marathon a day, you're not going to be very heavy.
Yeah, you kind of shake those things off, don't you?
Yes.
It's the title for running the most marathons in a row by a woman.
Ah.
I don't know what the male record is, but I'm sure it's way farther out there.
Whoa!
It's also the record time for not needing to have a job. You know, what the hell? I always wonder about some of these people. What do they do for money?
Yeah, trust fund or their spouses.
You want to get out of the channel and help me with
Chick, the... you think you could be a kept man?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. You want to think about that for a minute?
Absolutely.
How much would you put up with to be a kept man? Like if you, let's say you had to do all the chores.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
I could be a house husband.
Really?
Sure. Why not?
And I bet you'd have nice snacks for when the lady gets home, you know, you'd have a spread
for
her.
Put your feet up, stuff like that.
Cook dinner every night.
Sure.
You're probably a good cook already.
Heck
right?
Yeah. I'm not bad.
I'm with you. Easily.
You could do it.
Do it. Boom.
And not only that, I'd enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Feet rubbing?
I'd cut coupons. I'd do the whole thing.
Stay home with the baby. Yeah.
I'd embrace the hell out of it.
Really? Feed grapes.
Don't you think you would? You know, give someone else control.
I think you would kind of like it.
There's
take care
no
of the kids
way.
And the dogs.
I mean,
and...
I as it is, I do a lot of cleaning myself.
Yeah, I would think so. Mm-hmm.
I have standards.
You know.
Rules.
Considering you are in a relationship when asked the question we were asked.
Tom, have you...
You replying, well, I might as well, as it is right now. Yeah. That's not really a good reply.
Have you ever shown a housekeeper how to do something?
Of course.
You know, it would be more effective
if you went this way. So I'm going to the right.
Or do you just do it yourself after they're gone? Yeah.
There's a lot of things I like to do. I have a system for the dishes. And
Sure.
Like things done the shower. Way. Here's where stuff goes.
I have a follow-up. Have you, have you ever reached an opinion about someone or some issue after thinking about it, or has it always all been snap judgment?
Oh, no.
Don't tell me this. I don't believe you. Everything is based on a name or
a haircut
or a car they're driving or...
Well, certainly, it saves a lot of time coming to quick conclusions.
Now, when you guys go skiing, are you traveling together?
No.
Oh. Well, daggone it.
Willie's coming out after I get there.
Because isn't that your favorite game to play with the Griswold children? The, hey, look at this guy. Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
To Tom's, you know what, though? Books can be judged by covers. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
That's why books have covers.
That's why I had to.
If it didn't matter.
I pick a book.
You walk into Barnes & Noble, they'd just be coverless books.
Yeah.
People aren't books, though, okay? They're people.
No, they're not nearly as interesting.
I mean, I think we all make judgments.
So. Ladies, if you want to talk to me at a bar, you better be more interesting than Stephen King, all right?
Kidding
me with this?
That's quite a...
I could be doing anything else.
Yikes.
That's the problem with phones.
Listening to you.
What do you mean that's the problem with phones?
That's when you see people sitting around at the dinner table and they're all staring at their phones because their phone's got more that they want. It's more
interesting. Is that a thing that people have or a thing that you just have?
I put my phone away at dinner.
Yeah.
I leave it in the other room.
Yeah, that's a good move.
That is a good move. Yes. We had that rule.
You're to be praised.
No, maybe, I'm just saying.
A championing and taking your phone in the other room.
I remember we were at this beautiful resort a few years ago, and there was a table next to us. There were about 10 people, every one of them staring at a phone.
Yeah.
There was a gorgeous Caribbean Sea right there to look at.
Yep.
They were probably just Facebooking their friends going, look where I am and you aren't. I'm better than you.
My office for the week.
Yeah.
Want to see my toes?
In the sand?
Trope.
Didn't they have a...
Trope.
On Instagram, isn't that the most photographed feet looking out in an ocean
or
something?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder who did that first. And
I got totally ripped.
I started a trend.
It's nice. It's nice.
Jimmy Buffett.
Sorry. Is that sports?
No, it is.
Oh, sorry.
It is not.
Stupid world record.
I don't think we gave this enough.
We didn't.
Pre-sell.
What?
Oh, I thought you meant the woman running the marathon. We didn't really give her the respect she probably.
Well, no, that too, of course, yes. She says she's not finished. She's going to run another marathon.
107 days in a row.
107 days in a row.
That's a lot, yeah.
A man in Malaysia broke the Guinness World Record.
Malaysia.
For the fastest time to assemble a Mr. Potato Head.
Well, wait a minute. There are many ways you can assemble a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, it's up to the owner.
Yeah.
And by the way, today it's Potato Head. Remember.
Oh.
They've taken the gender out of it.
What?
Oh, it's remember not that? Mr. Yeah. and Mrs. Yeah. It's they just said they, Potato yeah. Head.
I thought there was a Mrs. Potato Head.
There was.
No, now it's just the Potato Head.
It could be Mr. and Mr. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm. I'm very fired up about it. I think that vegetable toys need to be one gender.
All right. I'm furious about it. Mustache. But I thought...
Mr. Lim Kai Yi and his brother Yippee Kai. No. This guy earned the title after assembling the toy in 5.43 seconds.
Wow.
Now, there must be some sort of guideline.
There has to be.
Because my potato head don't have a nose or something.
Yeah, right.
What do you can do that.
Well, I'm old school. Ears, I liked it nose, when you took mouth. A when you took a potato.
Did you have
Wait a minute.
That is old
I guess,
school.
I guess the,
I never had
I missed
that.
I missed that. But yeah. Did you have the Mr. Potato Head with
no potato?
You just had to buy your own potato and
you took a potato. Then the PETA people got all over it, and the next thing you know.
Why would the PETA people be upset?
Oh, I see. I see. I thought we were having a conversation. Yeah. You're doing a bit.
Yeah. There was a time also where a lot of kids in Ireland went, what are we supposed to do with this? Off of famine, you see.
Very hungry.
Started by the British, by the way.
Very hungry.
They have every reason to hate them.
Oh,
yeah.
What is wrong with you today?
Don Rickles did the voice of Mr. Potato Head. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are right.
Yep.
Do you remember when the Potato Head pieces were put on a tortilla in, I think, part 3?
Oh, God.
Hilarious.
I don't think I saw part 3.
Oh, jeez, you must.
You didn't see the Mr. Potato Head going into the fiery furnace, holding hands?
Was that in part 3?
I think
spoiler.
So.
Oh, then
it's
I did
not,
that.
Not 3, it's 4. Yeah,
I saw that with a bunch of my buddies. We were all like 16. We all grew up in Toy Story, and we were all crying our little eyes.
Yeah.
Out.
It was terrible.
I don't want to no spoiler that? Alert, but it was Mr. Baked Potato.
So I'm sorry. So this guy is the world record for assembling Mr. Potato Head. That is just sad.
Is there a video? I'd like to see it. Yeah. Are we talking eyes and glasses?
Yeah. Where's the
mustache?
We don't have any guidelines of what was
it
used
right,
to
I'll
assemble for the potato. What's an official? What's an official potato head assemblage? We don't know what's required.
I mean, this makes it.
If I brought a story in like this, I'd be.
You know, kudos to the Potato Head people. That toy has legs. You know what I mean? That thing has been around forever.
It doesn't have legs.
Done.
It more has feet, really, but.
You're right, yes.
One time I watched video.
Did they ever put like feet and legs on Mr. Potato Head?
Yes, Willie's feet, right. He's got feet, but I don't think he had.
No, yeah, not no, real long legs.
No legs or no
tip
arms
over,
or anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he got the big wide flat feet. He could walk.
That thing's been around.
Mm-hmm. Oh. From my research, it's pretty much the main one is kind of the Groucho mustache with the hat and sometimes the glasses. Usually no glasses, though.
The glasses didn't tend to stay on.
How many things were just ripped off from Groucho Marx? Like Bugs Bunny, this whole look. My goodness.
There he is putting it together. He's quite fast.
Okay.
He did it. He even puts the arms
in. Yeah, he puts the feet on everything.
I mean, he starts with nothing.
But this isn't like a Rubik's Cube where it takes some smarts.
No.
This kid started with nothing, and then he made a potato.
Yeah, this is terrific work, sir. Boy, look at him. He really is.
This will be handy. Where is this guy again?
Malaysia.
Okay, so it'll be handy to help him make my new iPhone.
And I agree with what Dan's Tom, that's very funny.
He can whip those iPhones.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown, wherever you listen.